Welcome back. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Midday Show, live at Eagles training camp, where, you know, some of these guys one day will be inducted into Canton, Ohio. I'm not sure how many, but Lane Johnson certainly seems like the most logical one.
Jalen.
Jalen, we did have that discussion on Friday.
Yeah, he might go.
He could.
Got to put a lot of work in.
Work to do. Sure, Saquon. I mean, there's quite a few guys in this team that have tons of talent. Jalen Carter certainly has the talent to kind of be there one day.
Sirianni. And,
well, that's another one like Jalen, right? If he keeps doing what he's doing and they win another championship, I mean, regardless of what you think of Nick and how much this is really all him, I mean, that kind of resume does put you in the mix. So we did have the Hall of Fame inductions here on Saturday.
Yes.
And there was, it's always interesting hearing the speeches. I like to watch them, especially pro football. I watch some of the baseball ones. But it felt like we had different kinds of speeches this year. Some were more of the classic speeches. Some were more a little goofy, like a little stand-up routine. Let's start with actually a really cool story from Drew Brees and kind of the moment his career went to a different level when he realized he had to take responsibility for what he was doing on the field. Here's Drew Brees.
Thank you to Coach Cam Cameron and Brian Schottenheimer, offensive coordinator and quarterback coach for the Chargers. Never forget a film session in 2003. I was coming off a tough game, and as we watched the tape together, they asked me the question, hey, why didn't you throw to this receiver? He was wide open. To which my response was, I couldn't see him. The tape paused, there was a moment of silence, they glared at me and said, it's your job to see. You reach a point in your career when you stop making excuses. It's usually a moment or an event where you flip a switch or make a very conscious decision, and it becomes part of your being. They were right, and never again would those words or thoughts come out of my mouth. I would need to find a way to play the game a little bit different, even if it was in a way that had not been done before.
Hugh, what'd you think of that one?
That was pretty poignant.
I thought it was a pretty cool story.
Yeah, but that's the NFL in a nutshell. Nobody wants to hear about the labor pains, just showing the baby. You know, and it resonates because I remember my coach, Sugar Babes, would say, hey, man, it's your job to know what to do. Like, that's what we're paying you. And, you know, some guys get that and some guys don't.
And, listen, he didn't say it. I'm guessing he couldn't see because he was short.
Short,
right?
That's basically what he was saying.
Right, but, like...
But that's not an excuse.
No, I think it was head coach was Marty Schottenheimer and Cam Cameron, some of the coordinator. Their response to him was correct. We don't care. Like,
yeah.
If you're the starting quarterback, you need to see the receiver open. Otherwise, we're going to put someone else in.
Exactly, and that's how it works in the NFL in a nutshell. You know, if you can't get the job done, there's some other cats out there that are waiting in line to try to do your job.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. I also thought this was it's kind of on par for what's gone on. What a lot of these former Patriots, a kind of open season on Bill Belichick, who, by the way, still is not in the Hall of Fame. I know Bill Belichick's punchline now, but still not there, while all the Patriots that he coached are in. Let's hear Adam Vinatieri during his speech on Saturday.
I would repeat those last few statements about Coach Bill Belichick as well. Thank you for demanding excellence every single day. Your preparation, discipline, and attention to detail shaped far more than my football career. Unfortunately, Bill couldn't make it here today. There's a lot going on at UNC right now. He may be on a recruiting trip right now looking for the next Lawrence Taylor. I thought it was because training camp had already started. But in truth, it's because he's judging his girlfriend's cheerleading competition.
Damn. Scathing. But he took a shot at Pat McAfee, too.
He did. He had some fun with him. He was his holder with the Colts.
Yeah, we could imagine that.
Yeah, we can hear that.
Can we?
Hey, Pat McAfee's here in the crowd today. Great to see you, brother. The only person who enjoyed holding my balls more than my wife.
It was a lot. McAfee got a kick out of it, though. Have the ex-Patriots gone too far in ripping their coach?
No. I think that.
I mean, none of them are there without him.
Yeah. I see what you're saying
that. It's like a punchline, like Bill. Like, okay, you're not there without him.
You know what, though? To your point, I'll give you that. I give you that because it feels disrespectful. But I mean, hell, his girlfriend does do cheerleading competition.
It is hard to avoid the elephant in the room.
I mean, come on, dog.
I know.
Like.
But is it a stand-up routine or is it a Hall of Fame speech?
Well, you are dating. Like, she's like, what, 30 years younger than you? Or 40?
Mm-hmm. Probably
like
closer 50? To 40-ish, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean.
It's a lot.
People are going to talk about that. Like, What? Like, seriously, what are y'all talking about? Like, at that, like, that's
well, I don't know, hell of an age gap.
You
know, it's one of those things where, like, if you're behind the scenes and just talking among yourselves, of course it's a group joke. I'm sure it's in every group chat. But does he have to do it in the Hall of Fame speech?
Well, I mean, he did it.
Well, I know.
And so it was like, you know, he took a shot. And you know, people laughed because he was at her cheerleading competition. It was, it's a little weird. But
the whole thing is beyond weird.
If I'm first of all, I'm not going to date anybody that young. But if I did, I'm not going to the cheerleading competition. I'm not doing that.
Well, you kind of have to, though.
Uh-uh.
Well, then you're not dating her.
I guess I'm not.
I mean, that's why that wouldn't work out for you.
I mean, yeah, I'm not. That's. I mean, listen, man, I got daughters. That's young.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, but she's grown. She's a grown woman. That's. You ain't talking about a whole lot. I don't feel like, you know, after, you know, whatever, you know, the night brings for you, that you're talking about, she'd probably get up and go play video games. So go play Call of Duty or something.
Play with you.
Yeah. But I'm closer to her age than he is.
Yeah. That's saying a lot. D in Glassboro's up. What's up, D?
Congratulations once again on a really wild show. Yes. This has gone
a
lot.
It feels like
places.
Every day we get here somehow.
And that's even with skipping over the McAfee joke.
You know, we just plan it. We always have a show plan D, and then I don't know what happens, and we get to 140. I'm like, where do we go?
You
here?
Know what it is? It's like when you get uncomfortable, that kind of makes me want to push the envelope a little bit.
Rhythmic ball play.
Go ahead, D.
Well, I mean, here you go, Hugh. I mean, I love how you are so worried about the Commanders players' moms. It's
a kind of commitment that only Hugh Douglas gives you.
But yeah. But in my defense, they're both age appropriate. I don't know what Laramie Tunsil mama looked like.
I'll look it up.
She probably ain't that cute.
No, they are. They are. You're, again, very good. You're not turning into a Sharp or Belichick here. So kudos to you, sir.
Because I have daughters and they've already told me, like, you know, they can't date anybody close to their age.
Oh, there's some rules there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
there
they already
be.
Told me. Yeah, they told me that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they
yeah, yeah.
At me like
yeah.
I was getting yeah. crazy.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay, so Joe, I agree with you about Boehm. He just needs to go. There's no room for him. Just get him out.
Enough is enough, D. I mean, I've reached the breaking point.
I reached the breaking point with
the Boehm thing.
Get him out.
I can't look at him anymore. I look at him and I just see errors and disappointment.
And that's not what you like when the lineup comes out tonight. And I know his name will be in it when it comes out in 2 hours or whatever. I will be disappointed that I see him there. It's too much. D, what do you got for us for a what if? We're going to get in the mix for the prize. What? Give us a great what if.
Oh, sure. So I think, like, what if the Eagles actually paid T.O.?
D, it's funny you brought that. I was waiting for someone today. So when I was writing the book that I wrote, the what if book, that is literally one of the chapters. A lot of people today have hit. Some of them, like kind of on close to something I wrote, that is one of the chapters. What if the Eagles paid T.O.? D, it's a great one. We appreciate the phone call. Obviously, I think it's a good one. I put it in my book. Hugh, how do you think it works out if they pay him?
Probably go to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm hoping.
Like, it has a happy ending.
Yeah, has a happy ending. We go to Super Bowl again, win the Super Bowl, and you know, him and Donovan never have to go down the road that they went down. And none of this ever happens. None of it ever happens.
Oh, I didn't realize.
None of it.
Your angle to it
yeah,
is awesome.
None of it never happens.
So you don't have to get. And you have to get in a fight with T.O.
Yeah,
he has more money. Eagles might win a Super Bowl earlier.
Yeah, and I just could have just did radio, good radio in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but it's kind of part of your lore.
Yeah,
you're not the same Hugh Douglas on the radio without that.
Yeah,
without causing all sorts of problems.
Without causing all sorts of problems. And you
did.
Crazy.
I mean, you did.
I did not cause any problems.
Oh, you tore that team apart.
Boy, I tell you, it's amazing how
the bad assiter on the morning show talking crap about T.O. and then fighting in the locker room feels like problems.
It's amazing how no matter how many times this story is told.
I've never heard it.
It just meanders and takes on a life of its own every time. Now, I was the one that broke up. I was Yoko Ono in this situation.
You absolutely were. I mean, everyone knows that. Let's grab Jeremy in Vineland. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, what's going on? Very reluctantly, I have to agree with Joe today. I don't think Sean Mannion has that much pressure on him because I think Jalen's got all the pressure on him, and we can skip the reckless speculation because we can go by the tangible evidence. They got the first round pick Mekhi Lemon that matches the scheme and not the quarterback.
Where is he at
and,
right now?
Well, he's hurt, but they drafted him for the scheme.
So before you get to cook, I'm gonna let you cook. But how is he an X factor when he's not even been on the field yet?
He hasn't, Hugh. But here's my point. And a first round draft pick isn't more important than your quarterback. But this is what I'm saying. He matches exactly the opposite of what Jalen Hurts has been good at, and that's with contested catches for wide receivers who play man-to-man. This kid does exactly the opposite. Okay, so they're not just going to all of a sudden bring him in and say that he's going to be a contested catch wide receiver. They're going to do what he does well.
No, I'm not. But he did it in college.
And he goes in the middle, and he's also a slot receiver.
You know who else was a good receiver in college? That played well in college, and I'm not trying to take a shot at him because he was pretty decent here, was Freddie Mitchell. Listen, I'm not and I'm not trying to diminish what Mekhi Lemon brings to the table. That's not what I'm doing, but what I'm trying to tell you is this. This is a different game than one he played in college, and if he's not out there on the field, his quarterback, like Jalen's not benefiting from anything that he's doing because he's not learning. He's not learning what Mekhi does.
Agreed.
Well.
Time will tell if he can do it. But conceptually, he's here.
What am I moving?
Well, no, but conceptually, he's here to fit Miami's offense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's what Jeremy's saying.
Basically, that's the same thing that Seth was talking about. You're bringing him in because you think he's the key that's going to unlock the middle.
Fits the offense.
Okay, he does fit the offense, but he's not practicing.
I know. That's his own problem.
And the reality of the situation is you have other people out there that are getting these quality reps that when the season starts, like, he's going to get his burn because he's a first-round draft pick. But if
eventually,
he's not
– maybe not
No, but
what, two,
but
yeah.
I'm saying he's going to – somebody's out there earning these reps, right, and they're playing well.
Darius Cooper.
But when he comes out there and he plays, they're going to put him out there because – he's the first round draft pick. That might be to the detriment of the team because the other receivers playing better.
Maybe.
That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Hugh, my whole point is I understand that, Hugh. What I'm saying is I'm not even talking about if Mekhi Lemon turns out to be a good wide receiver or not. What I'm saying is when you spend something like the value of a first round pick that matches the scheme rather than what matches the talent of the quarterback, it says a lot. Because when Kellen Moore was here, what happened? We pivoted to what Jalen was good at, right? Mekhi Lemon, that kid is not meant to pivot. That kid right there is meant to push this scheme right here. He's not more important than Jalen, but what I'm saying is he's a valuable first-round pick that they decided to fit the scheme and not what the quarterback's good at.
And
what
again,
I'm saying is that's very tough.
And again,
I get it, Jeremy. Good
he's
call.
Not on the field.
Not now. No, he's not.
He's not on the field.
I think he means like the draft pick.
No, Listen, I get all of that, but – you can't make the club in the tub, and for everything that you're talking about that he is, again, he's not on the field.
He's not. No, and they need him out there long term. Obviously, he's their first round pick. All right, let's get to you people, and then we'll tell everyone who our winner is today for the Eagles practice tickets.
A lot of the what ifs we got today, sports related. I was hoping we'd get a little more WIP life.
Like what if me and Joe had hair?
Well.
Would that change that much?
No.
When I'm just I
got to be honest. I don't think anything about my life changes if I have hair.
No. I mean, Hugh might get brand new on us, but.
Oh, I definitely will. I'll be wearing my hair like Andre 3000.
Oh, really?
In the Hey Ya video every day. I'll be getting mine primped and pressed.
It's better you're bald now.
Cornrows.
But you people, I thought, had some pretty solid what ifs that were kind of non-sports related. We'll get to those in just a second. But first, Joe needs to be nicer to Alec Bohm.
No, I absolutely not. Actually, Joe, I think collectively nice, we need to stop this. What is this nicer business?
I couldn't believe how many people ran to his defense today.
At least someone didn't tell me he's young today, because I think I would have blew a gasket. He's 30 now.
They care.
He's in his 30s. 30.
Speaking of 30, never forget Hugh's 30 home run prediction for Alec Bohm this season.
He wishes we forgot. I think I said
15.
No,
you said 30.
No, you don't get the change.
And now we're getting callers saying maybe just DFA him before the season ends.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Bohm really embarrassed us in front of Chase Utley, and he should be DFA'd for that alone.
I agree. It's the straw that broke the camel's back for Bohm this week.
I mean, what do you think Chase is thinking as he's up there swinging at the first pitch?
Yeah.
After what Lisa Rise did right before him, the misplay. I mean, Utley would never.
You know what?
Read the room.
Utley's probably thinking there's no way this guy could have played with our team in 07 to 11.
There's probably a little bit of that.
Yeah, he couldn't have played with us.
I mean, also, like, how is Bohm serious about going up there and doing that after hearing Utley's speech? The whole thing is just.
It's embarrassing.
I mean, it's an insult. Mm-hmm. It's an insult. Could Kyle play first or third in any baseball league? I feel like I could easily play first or third in like a T-ball. Maybe like pitching machine.
T-ball like with 5-year-olds?
Oh, dude, I dominate those kids.
Like the Seinfeld where Kramer does karate with the kids because they're all on the same skill level, even though they're 8.
Yeah, I mean, so think twice. How can you guys sit there wearing Eagles gear and doubt Sean Mannion?
Ask Douglas.
What do you mean? How am I doubting him?
Well, you're not a Mannion man. That's been well established.
No, listen. Whoever said that.
You're putting extra pressure on Sean Mannion.
I'm not putting any more pressure on Sean Mannion that is already on him.
Not what the people said.
He's never done this before. And I think we tend to forget that they had to do a wrench around to get back to him.
Huh?
Before they hired him, they did a wrench around.
What are we doing?
No. I'm just saying. They came back to him after they had interviewed him because nobody else wanted the job.
We know the headline of this segment.
Couldn't think of another word to use.
That really?
Couldn't think of another word.
How?
It is circle back, maybe?
Okay, that same thing, but
that's
it just sounds better.
Not.
They did a circle back. They circled back to him. Because nobody wanted this job in offseason for whatever reason. And then we were told, like everything that we were told about Sean Mannion, we were fed. Like, we don't know that for sure.
Well,
we were fed.
I mean, the players are saying evil genius.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But they didn't.
Not saying that it's wrong, but we were fed that. Now, when the season starts.
The doubt is so thick. The doubting Douglas over here.
No, I'm not doubting him, but we were told the same thing about Petula.
No, not like this.
Are you kidding me?
You remember Evil Genius about Petula?
No, I don't remember Evil Genius, but everybody's like, hey, Petula's been in the building. He knows the office.
I told you he was
probably only Elliot, too. If we're being honest.
Yeah. Well, Elliot.
Why are we throwing Elliot on the
ball? I mean, he obviously bought hook, line, and sinker to the Petula thing.
What?
All right, let's get to some other what-ifs.
We are a mess.
What if we fired Joe right now?
Then we would have a problem.
We would. In the middle of the show.
Yeah, we would have a problem.
I don't think that would work out. What if you stopped hating on all of our athletes? That's both of you.
Hating on them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you especially.
You know what's funny?
Can we just be honest? Boom stinks. Like, that's not hate. That's reality, people. Stinks.
Yep. I love when people say that because, okay, and then when you ask them how they're hating, and they'll be like, because you see it that he wasn't this. Okay, what game were you watching where he wasn't exactly what we said? Yeah. Didn't you hear L.A.? In that moment on the game,
he was so disappointed.
So I guess L.A. hating, too, and he worked he worked for the Phillies.
Yeah.
And he's a hater.
Mm-hmm. What if you won the T.O. fight?
I mean, I didn't lose it.
Did you win it?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as the fight's concerned, it was like, yeah.
All right, a few more here. You can just tell Hugh Douglas is divorced.
What is?
That's not
that
right, man.
So simple, so strong, right. And so mean. Yeah.
What does that mean? Ooh, you know what? I'm gonna let this one go because I was about to say, I bet your wife thinks I'm attractive.
All right, there it is. Uh-huh. You didn't let it go.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure his girlfriend thinks I'm attractive.
Denzel Douglas over here really thinks he's an A-lister.
I am an A-lister.
No,
D-lister.
A-lister. You're talking about like an actor?
Yeah,
okay, A-list.
Nope.
I would be willing to bet that I have more IMDb plugs than
one of them was Sunday Night Football.
I'm just saying. I got more than whoever said that about me.
Not King Kong, though.
Not more than King Kong, but I got more. Like, it was a song that Rick Ross had. I might not be bigger than Biggie, but I'm bigger than you. It's kind of the same thing.
One more quick one here.
Yep,
we got it.
Went over to get an autograph, my favorite player this morning, and some guy named Hugh signed the thing that I wanted Hollis Thomas to sign.
Yeah, I think that was it.
That was it. All right, Phil, I think, how about we go with the Ryan Kirk race?
Yeah.
That was a fun one, and that was a more recent one. Phil, you're a winner today of the tickets to go to the Eagles Open practice. All right, we're going to hand this over.
Today was a good day.
It was a very fun day. We're back here tomorrow at camp. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.